Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. It is my distinct pleasure and great privilege to have once again joining us Dr. Mark Schneider, a man that I and many others in government relied upon for, well, decades as the corporate memory and sort of lodestar on matters involving nuclear forces, arms control, proliferation, and the like. He served with great distinction in the Defense Department, State Department, and elsewhere. He is today with the National Institute for Public Policy, terrific organization in Washington, D.C., where he works on these same issues and joins us from time to time to talk about developments. And Mark, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for that kind introduction.
It is well-deserved, needless to say. We're witnessing something absolutely bizarre, it seems to me, Mark. Not for the first time, of course, in the business of nuclear disarmament, arms control, and the like. But we have, on the one hand, the President of the United States feverishly pursuing a deal, which I think everybody has concluded is going to greenlight rather than impede an Iranian nuclear weapon. On the one hand, and on the other hand, you have the usual suspects engaging in things like the Non-Proliferation Treaty Review Conference, in which they are bleating about the, great opportunities for ridding the world of nuclear weapons and the like. Talk to me about this, the two parts of this, and why they seem so much at odds.
Well, it really is almost surrealistic what's going on right now. You have basically the same speeches that were delivered 5 years ago and 10 years ago and 15 years ago and ad infinitum at a time when we are probably on the very cusp of a proliferation cascade in the Middle East. The Saudis are making no secret right now that they're going to obtain nuclear weapons because of the failure of Obama's diplomacy with Iran. And that could result in a number of other nations moving to obtain nuclear weapons very quickly. And within a few years, we may have four or five countries in the Mideast with nuclear weapons as a result of this negotiating disaster.
And let me ask you about the implications of that, Mark, because on the one hand, and you've studied these matters probably longer and better than just about anybody I know, you have the possibility that countries that may well, under their current leadership, wish to use these nuclear weapons, Iran, of course, being foremost among them, but possibly the Gulf states and the like as well. Then there's the possibility that one or more of these governments may be overthrown by outfits that are even more jihadist in character than they. As you look at this in terms of the implications for our interests, our security, strategic stability, however you want to define it, what's your forecast, Mark Schneider?
Well, I mean, I don't have any crystal ball, but certainly what's going on now is very alarming. The great threat from nuclear proliferation, of course, is from the rogue states, but you have a secondary situation of potentially unstable governments that are, you know, more moderate than Iran or North Korea, obtaining nuclear weapons and then going away and being replaced by radical Islamic regimes. And under those circumstances, you could get a nuclear disaster. And that's one of the things I'm really concerned about.
Mark, there's been a lot of concern of late. I've been one of those expressing it about the possibility that, knowing what we do about the Iranian doctrine and some of their programmatic activities, once they have a nuclear weapon, one of the ways in which they might choose to use it is in something called an electromagnetic pulse attack against the United States. Do you credit that as a serious possibility? And if so, what might the implications be, not just for, you know, countries someplace else, Israel notably among them, but for us as well?
Well, it is certainly very serious threat, and may in some respects be the most serious threat involved in nuclear proliferation, because it's quite literally the easiest thing to do, and it's devastating in its effects. It's easy to do because all you have to achieve is a nuclear weapon and a missile capability. You don't have to worry about a reentry vehicle because you're not going to reenter. You're going to detonate above the atmosphere. And accuracy is almost irrelevant as long as you're within maybe tens of miles of your intended target.
Do you need an intercontinental range capability to do this, Mark?
No. You can launch shorter-range missiles, medium-range missiles, or short-range missiles off of even a container ship and achieve a devastating effect.
So in other words, you bring the missile close to our shores and then you fire it from near off the coast.
Yes. And as you have pointed out on more than one occasion, we don't have a defense against that.
Particularly if it comes up from the south, which the North Koreans and the Iranians and others, I think, have figured out. But Mark, just to go back to this earlier point, we have people, and he has been the bane of your existence, I'm sure, as he has mine, Joe Cirincione, just to pick an example, now with the Plowshares Fund, has spent his entire professional career, as far as I can tell, promoting nuclear disarmament, and yet he's today championing this deal with the Iranians and putting the resources of this not-for-profit foundation behind all kinds of agitation operations to promote this deal. This seems to me to be at best disconnected from reality and at worst to be downright fraudulent. Am I missing something here?
No, you're not missing anything at all. This is a situation where, for the first time in American history, certainly in the last 50 years, you have an administration trying to get a major arms control deal through without any involvement of the Congress. Now, they had to back down at least someone in the Senate when it became absolutely clear they were going to lose by an overwhelming vote. But they, I believe they intend to still do that. And the outcome of this negotiation is, appears to be an unmitigated disaster. It's not going to prevent anything.
And Mark, one of the things, and again, you've been a close, monitor of this. You've briefed the Congress any number of times. You've written extensively on it. Our guest again is Dr. Mark Schneider of the National Institute for Public Policy. This is, it seems to me, a case where the Senate has yes, obtained an opportunity to have a say in the Iran deal, but the say is effectively nothing more than, a rubber stamp, isn't it? They really have now gotten themselves into a position, it seems, where 34 senators could assure that this deal is approved.
Well, I don't think there's any way you can actually prevent them from doing what they want to do. And if you ignore the Constitution, it makes things a lot easier to do really stupid things. And that's what we're seeing here.
Mark, one other thing. You've been, a conscience for an awful lot of people for a long time, both in government and out, and warned repeatedly about something that the Russians are doing as part of their nuclear buildup, which is real and growing, as you know better than anybody. Talk a bit about the Intermediate Range Nuclear Force Treaty violation and where we stand on some kind of response to it.
Well, we have a absolutely clear violation of the INF Treaty. The Obama administration, in a departure from its usual approach to compliance, has actually confirmed that they're in violation of the treaty, that they possessed, tested, achieved a capability to launch intermediate range nuclear armed ground launch cruise missiles.
Have they done anything beyond pointing that out?
Essentially, no. I mean, they say they're looking at options, but they appear to be doing nothing.
Mark Schneider, you're a guy who gets the job done. Thank you for what you're doing currently at NIPP. Also, what you've done over an extraordinary career in service to our country. Keep it up. Come back to us again very soon. Next up, Dr. Tim Daughtry joins us to talk about how the Republican leadership in Congress is abandoning the mandate for change that received last November and what it means for all of us. straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.